بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once inquired from the Sahaba Ikram, "Must I show you something that is greater than you spending gold and silver in the path of Allah? Greater than you fighting your enemy, that they are cutting off your necks and you are cutting off their necks? Must I show you something even greater than all that?" Sahaba Ikram were very anxious. So the answer was Dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. You get occasions through which the value of an action actually escalates, picks up. As Usman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu had seen that the Muslims are desperately in need of water. So he purchased a well belonging to a Yahudi and made it waqf. Dila il Minin. And he said, Dalvi kadal kadilai ahadim min al Muslimin. That my right is equal to the right of any other Muslim. What access he's got, I've got the same right. Means I don't have any personal superiority to anybody else. Nabi Sama was very happy. From now, if Usman doesn't want anything, he has made it. So at a time of need, and what was done at the time of need, see, that brought him to that position. Sahaba Ikram are encamped at a certain spot. So three sides of that area is covered perhaps by mountains or something, and one side is uncovered, insecure. So three sides are secure, perhaps there's mountains around, and the one side is insecure. And who will guard this path, who will guard? So one Sahabi volunteers. It's Fajr time and Nabi Sallam is wondering whether the Sahabi has returned or not. And he hasn't yet returned. The namaz has already commenced. With the corner of his eyes, Mubarak eyes, Nabi Sallam is watching. Is there any movement coming from that end? At length he heard some sound on the grass. And after the namaz he said, Bashiru, ya istabshiru. That your Sati is returned. We inquired from him, did you get off your mount the entire night? He said, no. Unless there was a need for Qadai Hajat, a call of nature or something. Otherwise, I remained namaz or perhaps Qadai Hajat, I just remained. He said, well, you have earned your Jannat. Now from now onwards, you don't do anything, it's enough for you. Again you look, when Allah Ta'ala speaks about his Sahaba Ikram, then see there's two or three categories. Sabiqun al-awwalun. One is the forerunners, Muhajirin and the Ansar, right? La yastawi al-qa'iduna minkum. لا يستوي المجاهدون منكم والقائدين فضل الله المجاهدين على القائدين درجة ولا يستوي منكم من قاتل من قبل الفتح وقاتل لا يستوي منكم من قاتل ومن أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل. So لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل. One is a jamaat who spent and strived before the conquest of Makkah Mukarrama, and then are those that spend and strive after. Right? So one is the conquest of Makkah Mukarrama, understand? That was like a turning point in the history of the Arabs and the world as well, the history of Islam. Because the whole Arabian Peninsula, they were focused on Makkah Mukarrama. They know that's the center. We need to know what the center is up to. We'll take the cue from there. If they move on a certain direction, we'll move accordingly. So the whole Arab nation, they are focused at Makkah Mukarrama. What's the take of the Quraysh? What are they going to do? So from now, from that point onwards, then you see this rapid conversion. What? 100, 300 or 500 people tying ihram from Yemen, deciding that they're big and approaching towards the Kaaba Sharif. And رَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجٍ. All are coming in crowds. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. After that, after this conquest, then people are coming in. Now, the question is that why was this made the criteria? السابقون الأولون. And I said, لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل. You strived and you spent before the conquest of Makkah and after them. So now these people, وَكُلَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى وَفَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Overall, everybody is going to get sawab. Nobody is deprived of sawab. Not this group, not that group. But this group here, what excellence they have. Those that have strived and come before the conquest of Makkah Mukarrama, then what additional excellence do they have? So, the excellence they have is this. Before the conquest of Makkah Mukarrama, nobody could guess what's going to be the future like. Because they're still struggling. They don't have the control. Makkah is the control, the center, right? They don't have that as yet. So nobody could guess now what's going to be the future of Islam. It may work out, it may progress, it's there to stay, and it may not be like that. But when Makkah Mukarrama was conquered, it came into control, now they knew now Islam is to stay. Now there is no such a thing that Islam will be defeated. The whole Arab knew it. And then if the Arab was confirmed and agreed, then the effect will pass on to the other nations as well. Now this is to stay. They got Makkah Mukarrama, so this is to stay because it's in the mind about أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَالَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. The story of the elephants, it's in the mind. Okay. And they got the control, so now this thing is to stay. So when it is to stay, now people are coming in hordes. But those that came before, did they have any guarantee? No guarantee. It's just on the word of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So no, we are accepting. No guarantees to the future, what's going to happen, what's going to happen. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may have told them already what's going to happen. But besides that, anything that their eyes could say, that you know, we got some security and we got some guarantee, they got nothing. Now, without any guarantee, and you took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that was a great sacrifice, very great thing. This people came on later, was great, but not as great as this people here. لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل. كل وعاد الله الحسنى. Overall, all the Sahaba Ikram, we look at them with esteem. But these people, فضل الله المجاهدين على القاعدين أجرا عظيما. So these people here, they are martaba is something else. But you see the reason for the excellence. That they came first. سابقون الأولون. They went first. No guarantees, no assurance. This is going to work out, not going to work out. But they held on. So in Dini works also, the same rule will apply. In 1962, Jamaat work started off here, right? At that time, there's no guarantee. Okay, this work has started now. And is it to last, or it is a temporary phenomena, coming in up, rise and then fall. Like a lot of movements, they come up and they fall, right? You heard about the Young Men's Muslim Association, and what groups, Al-Qalam, all these things, all came up and then they fell. Came up and they fell. So, the Tabligh Jamaat also, the same thing applies. So there are no guarantee. This thing is to stay, is it to continue, or it is just a temporary feature. It's coming up and it's going to go. Nobody knows. Right? But then with all that limitations, no guarantees, no securities, then some said, no, we're going to hold to it. And they held with the grace of Allah Ta'ala right till the end. So in respect to us, they are the forerunners. In respect to us, they are the forerunners, they gave the start. Afterwards the numbers just swelled, multiplied, quadrupled and doubled and everything happened after that. But these are the forerunners. Now, exactly the same applies to all other dini works. Any other dini work we look at, then there are some that are the forerunners. They started off with no guarantees. Okay, this thing is going to work or not work. You know, when the madrasa started, so one, I won't say a friend, but one acquaintance, he said, you know what you're doing. Any guarantee you got? It's going to work out or not work. You better do some business or something then. You know, you can't carry on like this. He reprimanded me. But about 30 years later, he said, well, big dua for me. Same person after 30 years. Now that thing takes time. For that work of Allah Ta'ala, that work of Allah Ta'ala comes out slowly. Kazar in akhraj, seed you plant into the ground. Akhraj ashat'ahu, then the stem comes out. Fa'adhra, then it strengthens. Fa'staghlaza, then it becomes thick. Then, fa'stawa ala suqi, then it stands. But at the beginning you saw that thing, you think, kabhi rehne wali cheez hai. Is this thing, is it to remain? That time you don't know. Nobody got any assurance, nobody got any security as to the future of that thing. But at that time, you know, that was a crucial moment in the history of Jamaat in this country, right? In the history of the Jamaat, that was the crucial moment. Is this going to stand? Is this going to remain? Is this going to continue? So those people that came at the beginning and those that came after, really, they'll be chalk and cheese. We praise all of them. Those that came after, we praise them as well. But really those that came at the beginning, really, we have to recognize them, recognize their virtue, their virtue, not forget them. Sometimes it happens that later on, people come in, right? And they're doing some beautiful work, right? Getting a Maulana Khatani, giving so beautiful talks, right? With someone else, such a good organizer, someone is giving such good contributions, right? We will praise them, but not to forget these people here. These people started off, then these people came in. So you understand each person and each group in perspective. That is why it was Sabiqun al-Awwalun, the forerunners. In al-Muhajirina wal-Ansar. In the Muhajirs and the Ansar. Right? So Allah Pak speaks about them in that sequence. Sabiqun al-Awwal, forerunners. Now in all this, the point that is to be taken, what is the point to be taken? The most important point in my mind is, how do we get there? You want a good reward. وَكُلَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. You want a good reward. So the good reward is to see now what is the need of the time. The need of that time. What's the need of the time? And what Islam needs at that time. So if you understood that now, like I explained, that Sahabi is looking after that mountain pass, right? Usman radiallahu anhu is buying off that well, right? The Sahaba Ikram, they have given the lead in Islam, right? So Allah Pak recognizes their virtue as well. So in all this, the Qadr al-Mushtarak, the common denominator is, how do you get the maximum? maximized reward. How do you get? So now, in this time and age, now looking at the whole equation, what's going on in the whole world, right? Now, how do you get the maximum reward? So I was reading one article the Sheikh Ramta is writing. Now, he passed away 82. So he must have said this around the 60s somewhere. He's saying that it would seem like there is an attack on the Ruhaniyat. What? There is an attack on the Ruhaniyat. So one is the physical self of Islam, and one is the spiritual side. So Islam has got two dimensions. One is the physical, the body, right? The body is like actions that are visible. Namaz, roza, etc. Those are things that are visible, right? And the other dimension is the spiritual side. So, others say that it would seem like there is an attack on the spiritual dimension. And then he says, I was surprised when he writes, but I won't let it happen. He says, I won't let it happen. Maybe Allah Bakh showed him in some way or the other, but I won't let it happen. So now, when there is an attack on the spiritual side, so first you have to do two things to understand what it means, what that means, the spiritual side. Right? What's the meaning of the spiritual side? And thereafter, what are the steps to look after the spiritual side? So there's two things left now for us to explore. One is to understand what is the spiritual, and then how do we guard and secure the spiritual side. So a few days back, I read the articles, reading some selected articles, nice, sometimes for the day, sometimes keep it for the week. Beautiful articles, I love to reward them. So he gave a story there of that sinful woman, loose woman as we say, who fed the dog and she earned her Jannah, right? And some other story also, but she's doing the same thing. But now, after relating the incident, Hazrat's style is, he gives the moral, he gives you the lesson, right? That's a very great thing. You'll see the whole thing. Now, because he's got a treasure, he's an encyclopedia, literally he's an encyclopedia, he's got a treasure of hadith before him. So he'll tell you now, exactly, alright, he's got the finger on the pulse, where you get this from. He says, the most important thing on this was the ikhlas. You remember that? That was the thing. So that's the spirituality. This is, it may seem small or it may seem big, but the thing that carries this woman is the level of sincerity. So that level of sincerity as though was such, it smashed all her wrong and it paved the Jannah. So that was the spirituality. The level of spirituality was such, it smashed everything, all what she had done. So Allah is nothing. What's there for Allah to make maaf? Nothing. Not an incredible thing for Allah. You know what? To make maaf for this person here. Such a big loss. He's not an asset. He's a liability. What a loss he is. One stroke will make it maaf. One stroke will make it maaf. But bring that sincerity. That this was done with no contamination, no dilution. Absolutely pure. So if one action also is like that, is meeting that criteria, you go flying. One action, but it's got that level of sincerity. You know. And then insincerity, what you can do? We'll continue, inshallah, with sincerity. But what insincerity, what it does? So, it may have been in Kharbi the Khandak, but some other ghazwa, right? I can't remember offhand which ghazwa it was. Whether it was Uhud or wherever. So, the Sahaba Ikram are explaining to me some, there's one person here, he's so fiercely fighting, you know. Fearlessly, he's just moving the kafirs, moving them down. See, one big giant here, he is moving him down. Someone that is moving him down. We haven't seen someone as brave, as valiant, as great as him. Now Nabi Sam is saying, إِنَّهُ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ وَلِيدَ جَهَنَّمِ. Ya Rasulullah, but as valiant as this person, as powerful as him, we don't see anybody. إِنَّهُ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ He's a Jahannam. Now the Sahaba Ikram are struck. One Sahabi, what he did, he started trailing this person here. What are his moves? He's moving it. He's just moving people down until he was struck. When he was struck, he couldn't sustain that injury. He planted his sword on the ground with the blade on top, and he put his body in that on top, and he took his life. Now this person comes, he says, Ya Rasulullah, Saddaqallah, Qawlak. Allah Pak has proven you right. Saddaqallah, Saddaq Rasul. At that occasion, Nabi Sam, the person's name was Qazman, right? So on that occasion, Nabi Sam said, Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha ad-din bi rajulil fajir. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala strengthens this deen with a fajir, with an open sinner. He's sinning, but Allah Ta'ala supports and aids the deen through such a person as well. Right. So this person here has not been fighting for Islam. He was fighting for some name, or because of tribalism, right? One of the two he was fighting for. And his deed showed it, that he's got nothing to do with Islam. My tribe or my name, I must get some recognition at the end. Right? That's why Nabi Sam said, Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha ad-din bi rajulil fajir. Sometimes it's a total fajir, but Allah Ta'ala supports the deen through him. So what was the thing that was lacking in him? Sincerity. In this woman here, and as bad as she was, what was the cherry on the top? Was the sincerity. And here, what was deficient? What was lost? The work that is being done is too beautiful. You can't say that it was not good. Very beautiful work. Just moving people out, cope them down, right? So what was the shortage here? And what was the cherry on the top here? So it was his sincerity. So that spiritualism, you see, there's an attack on the spiritualism. So, now, when there's an attack, the attack doesn't come in one way. It comes in different ways, but it's got a style, it's got a way to eliminate the sincerity. In Deoband, we had one ustad, he wasn't our teacher, but we should go and visit him, take him as a pious person, grandson of Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. By Saeed. So I will ask him for some advice. So he would say, therefore, Shaitan doesn't attack you in one and the same style. He'll see the client and then package. He doesn't just package like that. He packages, they say, Garak ne joine pari ko bandwano. You see the person and then you parcel. You don't just parcel the person like that. You don't just package that, you see first. Right. So by size, he would say that. You see the client, and then you package. Now, what he meant by that is, he won't attack in one style. Now, for example, it's one of us, right, one of you. He won't ask you, today don't read your Juma Namaz. Will he ask you? Why? Because he knows it's like an impossible thing. I won't come right here. I can't make business here. I need to do some business. I asked him not to read Juma Namaz. He's not going to pay attention to that. So he'll work out a package that is suitable for you. So you see, now this person here, how can I get him? How can I get this person here? I must plant him. I must plant that person here. But how must I do it? So some person will get him like this. Alright. In the habit of coming early to masjid, come with a delay a little bit, alright. This person here, whatever you can do, is get him involved in some ghibat. So he gets involved in ghibat. That person there, let him get caught in some carrying tales this way, that way, right? So something that I can catch him. So he'll look at the client, and then he'll work it out. Just he'll work it out, see. So now, we're coming back to the story again. Okay, then in this age, then what is the most valuable thing that you can invest in? When the attack is on the spirituality, and I explain now, spirituality versus non-spirituality. The whole attack is to eliminate spirituality. Everything must go out. So, it will be replaced by what? See, it will be replaced by materialism. Spirituality will go out and it will be replaced by materialism. What's the proof for that? The proof for that is masajiduhum amiratun wa hiya kharab. Isn't that the proof? So the masjid is all flourishing. But is there that khushu, that dedication, that focus, that sincerity? Do you find that people crying, people talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you find that you don't find? But outwardly it's flourishing, whether in the furniture and the architecture, or whether in the number of musallis. You see the flourishing. But that essence of ibadat, do you find it? So that's the meaning of the hadith. Masajiduhum amiratun wa hiya kharab. So it's void of what? It's void of this spirituality. Alright, so you diagnosed what's the problem, right? Now then, after diagnosis is to write the script. If you only diagnose and you don't prescribe, then it's half a job. Right? So the job is not difficult, but it requires a little bit of determination. It's not difficult. Remember, it's not difficult, but it requires some courage, requires some determination. You can be whoever, but you got the determination, it will happen. Imam Ghazali says that I saw someone in the plains of Arafat, I think it was, right? Or Mina it was. And he was doing big business, wholesale, big business, you know. He was selling 1 ton this side, 1 ton that side. So big business he's doing. And I checked his heart, not for a second was his heart negligent. He was in zikr. In spite of the business that he was doing, but he was deep in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I saw another person at the Multazam, but his heart was absolutely unmindful. Absolutely, he got nothing about Allah. So, one at the Multazam, and he's holding the gilaf, and that person is doing business, but he's so soaked in the remembrance of Allah. Now, we heard the remembrance of Allah, and that person being unmindful. Now then, how do you get this? So as I say, it's not a difficult thing. It just requires a little bit of thought and a little bit of determination. So now, what is the thought that it requires? We spoke about a thought. What thought it requires? So any man goes through about 4 or 5 conditions. Every human being goes through 5 or 6 conditions, right? Either he is in luxury, right? In some comfort. So, precisely that when he's in the state of luxury, then he's thankful to Allah. His heart is thankful. Verbally, physically, whichever way he can show his appreciation to Allah, he's thankful, right? So many things you can be thankful of. That from all the creation, Allah made you man, right? Then he gave you sihat, he gave you good health, right? There's no deformity in you. There's no deformity in you, right? Nothing, no defect. Your health is good, right? Then you're eating well, you're sleeping well. There's no deficiency, right? So, aren't these things to be thankful to Allah? We go and complain, hey, you know, man, salary is too low in Talimuddin, and yeah, they give you so much and all that. But ask anybody, I think I won't be wrong if I ask anybody, open your freezer, you'll see things are spilling out. Right? And you actually have to make istikhara as to what to prepare for the next meal. Is it right or right? Well, make istikhara, mashwara, istikhara, ajahura za mucha. There's so much. You know, like a sahaba, if you sort it out for the afternoon, you know what you're going to get tomorrow, you don't know. Coming or not coming. And, if you sort it out, it's just one thing. Eating barley salt, barley bread, nothing else. number of dates. Now, here this variety, the abundance you've got, and we're not thinking that we need to be in shukr all the time, thankful, not complaining at any time. So much Allah Pak has given, then when are we going to thank Allah Ta'ala? We think about our organs, right? Our lungs are functioning well, respiratory system is well. I wouldn't see when a person not feeling well. So he has to have an oxygen tank with him, tied up, even if he's traveling. He can't do 5 minutes, he'll run out of breath. He needs to connect that thing. So the thing is functioning so well. Pisab is coming out so well. Pisab is not coming now, you have to go for an operation. Prostrate, right? That, how many thousand it cost, right? Then they have to put a bag here, or they have to do something else for the pisab to come out, right? But the difficulty that you go through, and Allah, without you paying for it, Allah gave all, everything is working well, everything, pisab is working well, oxygen is going well, right? Food is getting digested nicely, right? Coming on, is it getting digested or not? Getting nicely digested. We're making pisab, number one, number two, everything is going well. Right? Everything is going well. So aren't there things for you to be thankful to Allah Ta'ala? Then He made you amongst the Muslims, right? From the billions of people, He could have made you a snake, made you a scorpion, but He made you a snake. Then from the ummah of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, cherry on the top. Can't think of something greater. The supreme guidance for mankind. He is the supreme guidance. And then you happen to be honored to be the follower of the supreme guide. One is a guide. But one is supreme. Ultimate. The Nabi that is ultimate. And then you have to come under him. Understand now that he is the ultimate. The whole galaxy of Anbiya. And he is the ultimate. He's the ultimate and you happen to be the follower of that ultimate Nabi. Can you understand? So, too many things to be thankful. So, either you'll be in ni'mat. And ni'mat requires that you be thankful. Physically, verbally, mentally, emotionally, you be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. Not just sugar, finish, no. Physically, even mentally, even emotionally, right? You are thankful to Allah. Your whole heart is in thanks. It's immersed in thanks. So either you're in ni'mat, or you are in musibat. So the requirement, what ni'mat requires is thanks. Right? Or you are in musibat, in some difficulty, some small or big difficulty, right? Alright, you got a fine now, you got a penalty. Right? Or someone is sick in the house, someone has got a deformity, right? So you're recognizing that everything comes from Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala wants you at that time to make sabr. Right? For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, you are pleased with the decree of Allah Ta'ala, and you're not doing anything that will amount to His displeasure. Right? Sabr is what He requires, that you're pleased with the decree of Allah Ta'ala, and you will not do anything that will amount to His displeasure. So you will hold yourself, you will not say something, you will not behave in a way that is displeasing, you won't lose it, you know, and say something or do something that will be against sabr or against the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So that's at the time of musibat. See, ni'mat and musibat. So any time of difficulty. But how are you supposed to be conducting yourself? Now to get that and to perfect that, to keep thinking that. I know many years ago, there was one man came, his wife came to the house, you know. So the man came and said, "Hey, I'm just shocked with my wife, man. I'm too shocked with my wife. I think every man likes, like his wife is like a queen." Can't be anybody like his wife. Alright. They talk to them. I don't say anything. Because say, my mind at that time is Allah Zoru ko qayam rakhe. Let that muhabbat carry on. He must feel for his wife that she's the best, she's the queen. And then it'll continue. But he said, "Oh, but she's not like that." Say, you know, that muhabbat goes, so that muhabbat increases, whichever way that muhabbat increases is better for the couple. So if he's saying something else here, you know, mashallah, what a good wife Allah has been. So let that hope run well. If there's a mistake that she made, or no, look at the broader picture, what she did for you. So let that thing run well. So this man is praising his wife. Said, what happened, Sasha? No, man. You know, my wife is coming from a very wealthy background. Very, very wealthy background. Now she was involved in an accident and both her feet are amputated. See, you don't have to be poor to be pious. Right? And you don't have to be wealthy to be impious. Both ways it can work. Poor and impiety, and wealthy and piety, both ways it can work. So don't think now that the poverty is the requirement. The people don't know the road, they don't know the itinerary. So they come with their own fancy thoughts. You read one article, and one sahabi, and what difficulty he went through, then I must become so poor, then I'll go through some guy, understand this thing. Don't do things yourself. Sahaba Ikram only ate once in the day. So now, I come because Sahaba Ikram only ate once in the day. I missed the flight. I can't get there. I can't get onto this flight. But your problem is, you're not listening. Ask, find out. You'll find out. There'll be a way for you. Usman al-Ghani was very wealthy. Abdul Rahman of. Find out. Find out what must you do in the lap of luxury. How can you come up? But you don't want to find out. You want to read that and then apply yourself. Now look at this person here, his wife. I was startled, really. I was really amazed. He says, you know, my wife is so thankful to Allah Ta'ala after her both feet were amputated. What happened, Chacha? No, it came like a shocker to me. So she says that, I'm coming from the background, right? And it was a family thing, like we had to go farwa here, mall, hall, beach, everything, right? And deep down in my heart, I knew that that's not the place for a Muslim woman. Right? Going to beach, all mall, all these places here. That's not a place for a Muslim woman. Right? Because you can't control the place. Can you control the beach? Can you control a hall? Can you control a mall? Can you control these places? You can't control the things. It's out of control. Right? You know the behavior, you know the voices, you know the music, you know everything that's going on there. Is not the place for a Muslim woman. Deep down in my heart, I knew it was not the right place. But now, it was an addiction. It was we depended on that. Just to throw that up was difficult. I liked all these things here. Fast cars, moving around, driving. All that. Now, Allah gave me children and took my feet away. So, automatically, all that just dropped off. I got that one child that is a little bit of Down syndrome. My feet is off. Now, I have to look after this child here. And I can't move around. So, Allah Pak did what a great favor for me. See that one woman can be crying, hey, my feet are gone, my life is gone. Child is a Down syndrome, my life is gone. But now, Allah Pak gave her the tawfiq. You were explaining what is tawfiq. To think right. When you thought right, or that same thing that seemed like a musibat, now it became like a grace. So she's so thankful. So the adab for ni'mat, the adab for musibat. So at any given time, then how are you supposed to be behaving? So you'll find out your life is either in ni'mat or musibat. Ni'mat, what are you supposed to be doing? In musibat, what are you supposed to be doing? Then, the other two things that you can get involved in, either it's ma'asiyat, right? Zahiran wa batinan. Right? I have to explain that still, this time is a little bit less. Zahiran or batinan, and it can be in ma'asiyat. Zahiran, we know what is ma'asiyat, right? Zahiran. And batinan, are we in ma'asiyat, are we in disobedience in our minds? I see Munir Ismail is escalating. Yeah, he's just a show off, man. He is just a show off. He is just putting up an act. Now, I ask you, at the time that I'm saying that he is a show off, he's putting up an act, am I in ma'asiyat or ta'at? My mind is saying he's a show-off. He's putting up an act. At that time that I'm saying that he's a show-off, or he's putting up an act, I ask you, what is he? Is he in ta'at or is he in masiyat? Masiyat. So now, I lost both ways and he gained both ways. He gained, one, he's doing the good, and I am against him. So, because I am against him, I'm passing on my rewards to him. So, he's getting rewarded two times, and I'm getting punished two times. See? One is, I can't see his progress, number one, that was the burning. And because I was burning, therefore I had to make up a story that he's just a show off. So I, you know, the punishment was doubled. Yu'tihil, one is, ajrahunna marratain. And yudaf lahul adab. Yeah, the multiplied, the azab is punished, is multiplied. So, I haven't done anything for my good. I have done everything for his good. So if it was an enemy, I could have done something for my good, not for his. So he said, what a great person, let me make dua for him. So I would have cast him. If it's an enemy also, the wise thing to do was, let me make dua for him, and let me think good of him, so he mustn't overtake me. At least I am also somewhere there. That was a wise thing. But I will go and do the unwise thing. So within the mind also, you can't be doing. Mentally also, you can't be doing anything wrong. Remember, it was Junaid, some great saintly person. He saw a young person, strong, sturdy, healthy, and he's asking for some assistance. So, it crossed his mind, okay, he's a strong and healthy person, why is he begging? Can't be begging, he's strong, healthy, qawi, muktasib, so why is he begging? So just then, in his sleep, someone is reciting the verse to him, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَحْذَرُوا. Perhaps the same beggar is reciting to him in his dream, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَحْذَرُوا. What's in your heart, the recess of your heart, Allah knows. Hey, you got a shock now. I caused it here, because I was making keyboard of the person, that he's strong, he's capable, why is he begging? So my mind, mentally I was making gibbet about him. Mentally I was in wrong about him. So I lost out. Now, because there is that fear that I have to stand before Allah Ta'ala, now I have to go and repair this thing, I have to go and correct it. So in the morning he went out searching for that person so that I can ask him for forgiveness. So as I came before him, so he says, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. Now that you are remorseful, and you're asking for forgiveness, then Allah Pak will forgive, don't worry now. So, at any given time, see the heart, I said, ni'mat or musibat, taat or ma'asiyat. Ma'asiyat, what are you supposed to be doing? So at any given time now, is my mind or my physical sense, am I in ma'asiyat or am I in taat at any given time? Like I just gave that example. If I thought about him, or he's a good person, and may Allah give increase. So I'm in path, I'm cashing in. But if I say he's a show off, he's just putting up an act here, then he'll be progressing further, and I'm losing out. Yudaf lahal adabu du'afain. The punishment is going to be double on this side. And here, yu'tihil ajru marratain. His reward is going to get multiplied. So why must I think like that for you? Even for example, he is like that. He is wrong, right? Right. But if I thought good about him, am I cashing in on what? See, for example, the worst case scenario, he is showing off. And I thought he's a very good person, right? So am I getting rewarded? So why must I lose out? Why must I lose out? What business I got to lose out? Let me think good of him and let me cash in. See, this is the spirituality I'm talking of, which they are aiming to eliminate. The whole world is trying to eliminate this whole spirituality. So you're going to be in either ma'asiyat or ta'at. Masya, then you make, you just, you understand, hey, we are moving off. And you're doing namaz, now you think, hey, yeah, this person here, what's wrong with it? What's the hell wrong with this person here? This, hey, you came back to your senses, astaghfirullah. In your mind, you say, astaghfirullah, help me. I can't look after myself. I'm too weak to look after myself. You take care of me. I assign, again, the other day I was explaining, I assign myself to Allah. I can't manage myself. You take care. And I ask for forgiveness for this wrong. So you protect me and I assign myself. You protect me and I assign myself. So now you are always mentally also and physically you in the remembrance. So you are, you know, you said that the greatest reward is remembrance. So this is the meaning of remembrance. And mentally also, you are not in sin. But remembrance doesn't only mean that after this word you made zikr, no. Mentally also, you are in remembrance. You are not in masiyat. Kullu mutin zakirun. You are in the state of taat, you are in obedience, then you are zakir. So you mentally also, you are not going off. See. So if there is fear, for example, there is fear around, for whatever reason, then you say, Allah, Allah, I entrust myself to you. Tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hasbi Allah, Allah, you take care. You're the best to take care. You take care. Whatever necessary procedures you need to do, but ajmilu fi talab wa tawakkal. Little bit procedures and trust Allah Ta'ala. Little procedures and trust Allah Ta'ala. Don't get consumed in the procedure. Hey, this procedure, that procedure. This procedure, that procedure. What they'll do? What he'll do? Hey, what is the ultimate, who is Allah the ultimate? Allah will do. La ya'zubu anhu misqalu dharratin yastamu'a alayhi. Nothing can be concealed. Ma yasqutu min waraqatin, nothing can fall. Nothing can go. Nothing can happen without him. Illa bi'idhnillah. So let your mind go on to that. Nothing happens without the will of Allah. Nothing can happen. Keep reminding yourself, nothing can happen. Whether you're here or in Paris, nothing can happen. Everything happens with the will of Allah Ta'ala. So you have to keep reminding. So that's tawakkul. So you keep reminding. Allah will take care. He wants you to take, to assign your affairs. مَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. So He'll take care. He wants you to assign your affairs. So He'll take care. He'll be sufficient for you. See now, you are in the state of thought. But you say, now, what the hell is this person here? Why is this person after me? No sawab for that. And you are switching off in this manner. I assign my affair. I'm taking small procedures. Allah will take care. He knows how he'll take care. How he'll take care, he knows that. That's his work. He will do it. How he'll do it, Allah knows. Allah gives in strange ways. Bird, I think, gets up in the morning. Allah gives it its rosy and its crown. So, if Allah is looking after the smallest of ant, then this big buddhu, yeah, what Allah? Smallest creature, Allah Pak is taking care of, then He won't take care of you. He'll take care of you, so what's the big deal, what's the big story about? So, Hasbi Allah keeps saying that. So, mentally also you in taat. So, you can be in taat and masiyat. In masiyat, I told what you must do. In taat, then you're making mushahada of the ihsan of Allah Ta'ala. What? If you're in ta'at, then you're making mushahad of the Allah, it's not mine. The good that came, hadha min fadli rabbi. Hadha min fadli rabbi. Allah, if kept roza or any other ibadah, zikr, Allah, I'm making mushahada of the tawfiq of Allah. It's not me. Allah, it's not me. It's not, I've got nothing to do with it. It's only your grace. It's only hadha min fadli rabbi. So now, in this, if you discipline your mind like this, so all the time you are engaged with Allah Ta'ala. At any given time. Now that's called the spirituality which the world is trying to eliminate. So if you discipline yourself like this, now I say in this age, that will be about the best ibadah. That you bring yourself, understand what is ni'mat, musibat, ta'at, and ma'asiyat. And what are the farais of ni'mat, what are the wajibat, of musibat, then taat and masiyat. Allah Tawfiq.